Yes.
Rabbi, it said here that,
can we pass the mic?
That the only price that Nityananda asks for giving up love for Krishna is the faith.
Yes.
So here Prabhupada says, with firm faith and conviction. So can you talk about what kind of faith it is?
Yes. It means Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Koi Sudhita Nishchoi Krishna Bhakti Koi La Sarva Karma Krita Hoi. This verse describes what firm faith means. And it means that when one develops a feeling that the most important thing or the only thing that I have to do is chant Hare Krishna, because everything's contained within that. All the incarnations of the Lord are within Krishna, and Krishna is completely present within his name, and Krishna is doing everything anyway, and my best prospect in life, my only prospect in life, is taking full shelter of Krishna. Therefore, this feeling that just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, I have full shelter and everything else will be taken care of because Krishna is completely present in his name. This is called firm faith. And even if one can't do that completely, if one has that feeling and growing faith, this is a sign of this. Like I heard a devotee the other day was speaking about, she was mentioning, actually it was Sandhya, she was mentioning that at the wedding that somebody was chanting, somebody who had probably never been around the chanting of Hare Krishna, and that they started chanting and clapping. I think it was the bridegroom's father. And she was just noting, because he had done that, she said, he didn't know what he was doing. As if to say, like, just by doing that, everything else is going to come. This means she has firm faith in the holy name. This is a sign of firm faith that someone feels like this. They see somebody else chanting and they feel, that's it. They've chanted. They're finished, practically. This is the sign of Shraddha. Anything more?
So that's the faith that we have, and we have to be convinced about what? So we have the faith that Krishna, Hare Krishna mantra is the only thing that we need to do. And mm-hmm. Then conviction is about?
Conviction? Well, I mean, conviction comes from experience. If you experience the Hare Krishna mantra, that it's actually, if you side by side, you can understand that the material world's only misery. Nothing you can do here in this world will, by any kind of adjustment, will make you happy. And at the same time, by chanting Hare Krishna, you experience happiness, you experience knowledge, you experience detachment. Everything good comes from that. Then your conviction grows that I don't have to do anything else. This is the only thing I have to do in life. You become convinced. And it's a direct experience. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, the perfection of religion is that when something's experienced directly. And it is through chanting Hare Krishna. Especially this kind of chanting that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, Paramakaruna Pahut Dvijana Nitai Gora Chandra Kevala Ananda Kanda. I was just the other night, or last night, Wednesday night, and the previous Wednesday night, when the kirtan was going on, it was so ecstatic. The devotees spontaneously started to dance all over the temple room. The Wednesday before yesterday, the women were in the front doing this, you know, little castles and running underneath it. And I mean, everyone was in ecstasy. And I saw some devotees who had just walked in. They'd been somewhere else and they walked in and they got hit by the wave of this Ananda. And you can see their face. It's so pleasing when you hear the Hare Krishna going on and people dancing. The ecstasy that's behind that is undeniable. And even if someone doesn't know philosophy, even if they've never heard of Bhagavad Gita, when they hear Hare Krishna and they see the ecstasy that devotees are in, they become dumbfounded and they want to be part of it. And their heart, they want to dance. Where do you see that kind of ecstasy? Nowhere. Everywhere in the world, you know, through intoxication sometimes people, like Prabhupada says, sometimes people take intoxication. And then Prabhupada said, then they think, I have gone to the heaven. But we were talking to some on the way home. Then Satyadeva was saying, then it's worse. Then the suffering comes. They take intoxication to free themselves from suffering. And for a couple of seconds, they feel like, I have gone to the heaven. And then they suffer like anything. It becomes worse. And they become bound up by that. But the Kevala Ananda Kanda process, the chanting Hare Krishna, that Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they just danced in the street. Lord Nityananda was so beautiful too. He wore all kinds of bangles and jewelry, and his body was a beautiful color. He's Lord Balaram himself, and he manifested as Lord Nityananda to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. And his dancing, and Lord Chaitanya's dancing, and the singing of all their associates, it just catches everyone. It drowns them in a wave of Ananda. It's undeniable. So that, when we experience that, because you can't get it anywhere else. Everywhere else I try in the world, I don't get it. I get the opposite. I get suffering as a result. And I get frustration, because whatever I thought I was going to get, I don't really get it. But when you get the Hare Krishna mantra and you get this chanting and dancing, you get what's called a bhishta doham. And this is described by Karabhajana Muni. Lord Chaitanya is giving a bhishta doham, which means your heart's desire. It's what you really wanted all the time. Behind everything that we're always trying for, what I really wanted, that's available from Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And it's there in the Hare Krishna mantra. And great sages who have dropped everything else, they're no longer interested in the material world. They're interested in this. They have a keen interest in the Hare Krishna mantra. It comes from the spiritual world. It's part of the Adi Ras. Everyone in the material world is enamored by one thing, sex, actually. That's what the whole material world revolves around this. And maitunadi griyamedi sukham hi tucham. But it's tucham, it's insignificant. And actually, it's the cause of misery. Kanudyanena karayo eva dukha dukham. It causes one misery after the next, after the next, after the next. So this is called hlada trapakari. Because in the spiritual world, the adiras is the relationship with Krishna and Radharani, and this adiras gets perverted in the material world as the mundane sex. And it's called hlada trapakari because what's the highest pleasure in the spiritual world causes the greatest suffering in the material world and entanglement. But by hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can actually experience the Adi Ras. In the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that rasa is present, that's coming from the spiritual world. We can actually experience what we're really looking for. And that's why great sages who have dropped everything else, who are no longer interested in the material world, they're interested in Lord Nityananda. They're interested in Lord Baladev. Ramante yogano anante satchiranda yadatmani iti rama padena su. It's said that the name Balaram, Nityananda, it means that the sages are able to give up everything else because of pursuing this one, Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, because that represents the highest pleasure. So that's all there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Ai mukta kale rupasyamanam, Rupa Goswami says, the sages, the munis who are liberated from matter, no longer attracted to material life anymore. They're finished with that. They're very attracted to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Unlimitedly attracted, more and more and more. They become absorbed in it. Haridas Thakur sat in the middle of the night chanting. Prostitute came, tried to attract his attention. He said, just hold on. Later I'll talk to you, I'll take care of whatever you want. And he just kept chanting. And after 3 days, she became attracted because of the power of his chanting. It's all there in the mantra. So we should abandon everything else and just chant Hare Krishna. Hansapriya likes that. Yeah, abandon everything else, just chant Hare Krishna. Don't worry about a thing, just chant. Kevala Anandakanda. It's simply joyful. And if you give up everything else and just think of Krishna, he'll support you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
Uh, some stress recently, and I have some hypertension also. I'm taking medication. But the thing is, recently when I'm chanting, this, you know, I have been chanting for some time, but when I chant, I feel like this one. And, you know, I ask the doctor, he can't figure out what it is, you know. It comes after, like, after say 16 rounds, and I want to continue. It doesn't start in the beginning, but after 16 rounds or sometime, if I want to continue, then I do this sort of thing. It's not like it's voluntary. If I don't want to do it, I can stop it. But I feel good if I do it.
Hmm.
So I don't know what exactly it is. You know, is it like?
Let's ask our doctor. Is that you?
So you feel good when that happens, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I feel good after doing it. And I can't stop myself from doing it. You know, it's like I feel like doing it.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't happen in the initial stages. It happens once I'm more deep into the meditation.
Mm.
So it's like after 8 rounds or 16 rounds, that's when it starts.
So it sounds like it's a good thing, right? Is it something you're worried about?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of questions.
But it feels good.
That
you're still worried about it.
No, what I mean is, I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is. You know, mm-hmm. Is it like stress releasing out or something?
I think it's stress releasing out because, you know, when we're chanting and we become one-pointed in the mantra, then a lot of, you know, all of our, any stress we have, emotional, traumatic episodes from the past that we can't even remember. Day in and day out, every emotion, every thought that we suppress gets stored. That energy gets stored in the chakras and in the muscles of the body, and it gets built up there, and usually it turns into disease and into muscle tension and things like that. So when you chant, and when you meditate, or when your attention is one-pointed, those things will tend to loosen. In yoga, it's called kriyas, and that energy is being released. So eventually, you know, it'll go away. So it's nothing really to worry about. And so it's a good sign, especially if you enjoy it and you enjoy the chanting, and that you're not becoming bored or frustrated or something like that, then that sounds very good. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would just let it pass and not stress about the stress being released. Just let it go.
Thank you, Doctor. Sri Lochan Das Thakur.
That'll be $10.
Family life. Lochan Das Thakur was born in 1523 in Kogram in the Katwa block of Burdwan district. The village is about 10 miles north of Guskara train station. The Thakur's home is situated near the Ajay River.
Now, where was that
one? Katwa. Kogram.
Where's Katwa in relationship? That's not so far from Bengal, or is it in Bengal?
It's in the Burdwan district. Well, I can tell you it's 10 miles north of the Guskar train station. Yeah. His birth titi is given by some as the first day of the fortnight of the waxing moon in Paush. He was born in the Rahar clan of the physician caste Vaidya. His father's name was Kamalakar Das. His mother's Sanandani. Lochan Das studied at his maternal grandfather's house. He displayed devotion for Mahaprabhu from his childhood. Lochan Das was married at a very early age, according to the customs of that epoch. Since he had been married so young, his wife first remained with her parents in the village of Amidpur Kakut. As he grew older, Lochan showed a highly renounced attitude to life and spent all his time discussing Krishna Katha with other devotees of Gauranga. As the time approached when his wife was to join him, her family began to worry because of Lochan Das's indifference to material life. They approached his guru, Narahari Sarkar, and told him of their disquiet. As a result, Narahari ordered Lochan Das to go to his in-laws' home. When Lochan Das arrived at Ahmedpur, he was unable to remember where their house was, since it had been so long since he had visited. He asked a young girl in the street for directions, addressing her as Ma, or Mother. When he arrived at his in-law's house, he found out that the girl he had addressed as Mother was in fact his wife. From that day on, he always looked upon his wife as a mother, worshipping Guru and Gauranga in an attitude of renunciation. The Chaitanya Mangal. Narahari Sarkar Thakur, Mahaprabhu's famous associate from Shikhanda, was very affectionate to Lochan Das and gave him initiation. Lochan Das enthusiastically took up residence with his guru in Shikhanda. His guru taught him the art of kirtan and later ordered him to write Mahaprabhu's holy biography. Lochan Das took this order seriously and wrote the Chaitanya Mangal, the events of which are based on Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charita. The word Mangal means auspicious, and this title reflects the fact that hearing Mahaprabhu's Sri Chaitanya's divine pastimes is the most auspicious activity for all living beings. Vrindavan Das Thakur's biography of the Lord was first named Chaitanya Mangal and was only later known as Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lochan Das gives an indication of this in the introductory portion of his book. I attentively pay my obeisances to Vrindavan Das Thakur. His Bhagavat songs have enchanted the entire universe. Some people believe that Lochan Das and Krishna Das Kaviraj gave the name Chaitanya Bhagavat to Vrindavan Das's book. In the Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das prays for his guru's blessings as follows. Narahari Das Thakur is the proprietor of my life, and out of the hope of attaining his lotus feet, a desire to sing the glories of Gauranga, even though I am the lowest of the low. This is my ambition. I offer my reverences to Narahari Das, the ocean of Gauranga's qualities. Other than him, I have no friend in the three worlds. My lord and master is Narahari Das. I prostrate myself in humility to him. May he fulfill my desires. Lochan Das wrote the Chaitanya Mangal in Eastern Bengal's Panchali style, completing it in 1535 AD. There is a legend that he wrote the book while sitting on a stone under a flower tree. In his new Bengali dictionary, Ashutosh Deb has underlined Lochan Das's contribution by stating that he was the first to write Bengali poetry using Mauric meters, as well as being one of Bengal's earliest historical writers. The original manuscript of the Chaitanya Mangal, purported to be in the personal library of Pran Krishna Chakravarti of Kandra near the Gushkar train station. Other titles attributed to Lochan Das are Prarthana, Durlabhasar, Dhamali, and Bengali verse translations of Ramananda's Jagannath Ballad Nataka and the Rasa Panchajaya. According to Bhakti Ratnakar, Lochan Das was present at Narahari Sarkar Thakur's disappearance festival and greeted guests by giving them sandalwood and garlands. Lochan Das's songs glorifying Nityananda. In Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das describes his guru Narahari as Mahaprabhu's dearest associate. He does not describe Nityananda's glories as extensively. Fearful that he may have committed an offense by neglecting Nityananda Prabhu, he later wrote a few songs in his praise. These songs are particularly well appreciated by the devotees. Nitai Gunamani Amar Nitai Gunamani Anya Primera Bhanya Bashala Avani Primera Bhanya Loya Nitai Oila Godadesh Dubila Bhakata Gana Dilahina Bhashe. Nitai is a jewel of virtue. My Nitai is a jewel of virtue. He brought the deluge of love of God and flooded the world. Nitai brought the deluge of love of God to Goda Desh and inundated the devotees. The lowly and deprived were also washed away in the flood. Nitai never excluded the lowly and deprived, nor the sinful and atheistic. He insisted that everyone take the gift of love, which is beyond the reach of even gods like Brahma. Nitai released the floodgates that held back the ocean of compassion, going from door to door to give everyone the nectar of divine love. Lochan Das says that anyone who has not worshipped Nitai has knowingly committed suicide. I see now where you picked that song. Nice, huh? Akroda Paramananda Nityanandarai Abhiman Shunya Nitai Nagara Birai Adhama Patita Jiver Dvare Dvare Gya Harina Mahamantra Dina Balai Jare Deke Tare Kahe Dante Trinakari Amariya Kinniya Laha Bhaja Gorahari Eta Bali Nityananda Bhumi Pari Jai Sangshara Parvata Jina Dulate Lotai Hena Abhatari Jar Ratina Janmila Lochan Bali She Papi E Argela. Completely free of anger, Lord Nityananda is the embodiment of supreme joy. Hare Krishna. He wanders throughout the town without any pride or arrogance. He knocks on every fallen soul's door and bestows the Maha Mantra of the holy names on him. Placing straw beneath his teeth, he says to everyone he sees, "Worship Gaurahari and you will purchase me and make me your slave." That's going to be our new line when we go door to door. Worship Gaurahari and you will purchase me and make me your slave. Then he falls to the ground in an ecstatic fit, looking like a golden mountain rolling in the dust. Whoever lacks faith in such compassionate incarnation is a sinner who will die having made nothing of his life, says Lochan Das. Shigora Nityananda Dhoi, Paramakaruna. These two lords, Nitai and Gaurachandra, are most compassionate. Of all the incarnations of Godhead, they are the most perfect, for they are the unique source of joy. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrit Vishwas Kari Bishaya Charya She Roshi Mojya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Pray, O brothers, pray with great faith to Chaitanya Nitai. Give up the objects of sense gratification. Absorb yourself in the flavors of their divine mood and use your tongue to sing the names of Hari. Deho Ori Bhai Tribhuvaninai Emona Doyala Dhata Pashu Paki Jure Pashana Bidare Shuni Chandra Gunagata. Just look, O my brothers, there are no more compassionate benefactors than Gornitai anywhere in the three worlds. Even the birds and beasts' hearts melt and stones crumble when they hear their virtues. Shangshare Majiya Rahili Pariya Shepari Nahilo Ash Apana Karama Bunjai Shamana Kahe Lochandas. I have fallen into the worldly life, completely absorbed in mundane pursuits, and have never aspired to attaining them. The God of judgment is making me suffer the consequences of my act. So sings Lochan Das. Srila Lochan Das Thakur was present on the occasion of Sri Narhari Sakar Thakur's disappearance festival. And Bhakti Ratnakarada said that he came there with Yadunandan Thakur bringing garlands of flowers and sweet-scented sandalwood. Gauranagara doctrine condemned. Followers of certain heterodox groups or apasampradayas say that the Gauranagara doctrine is found in the Chaitanya Mangal, but this is not true. Vrindavandas Thakur writes in his Chaitanya Bhagavat, Gauranga Nagara Hina Stava Nahi Bale. No one should praise the Lord by calling him the golden playboy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur comments, Gaurasundar is Krishna who has been endowed with Radha's bodily hue and her mood of love. Thus he never abandoned the qualities of the heart of Radha and the other gopis. The character of the ashray of devotion in the erotic mood. This means that he never acts like the vishai object or bhokta enjoyer of Madhurya Ras by looking at other women in the spirit of a playboy. That's from the Gaudiya Bhashya. Lochan Das ended his pastimes in this world in 1589 AD. A brick samadhi at his Shriput marks the place where his remains are buried. Okay? 1589 from 1523. 1523 to 1589.
Oh, so he wrote, he wrote Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 1535.
Did he? He was pretty young if he did. You heard that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, I have imperfect sense.
I don't see. 1537. 1537. Oh, close. Still young. Comments? I mean, I know you're all making comments, but anything else? Katwa's in West Bengal. Have you been there? You checked it on your iPad.
Have you been to Eka Chakra?
Yes.
Has anyone else been to Eka Chakra? That's where Lord Nityananda is. Can you tell us something about Eka Chakra?
It's a beautiful place. It's very peaceful. And we didn't go last time because I'd forgotten that, well, supposedly you can't make it all in one day and back. It's a long drive. Some people do. It was their favorite place. Eka Chakra. Yeah, the deities that Gurung Kishore and Lacey have are from Eka Chakra. And they're really beautiful. Shishi Nitai Sachisuta. You can see them on Facebook. I think they have their own Facebook page, I think. Yeah, it's like 5 or 6 hours. Anyway, we can have Malini and Srivas talk about Eka Chakra when they get here.
It's also said that when the sannyasi came and took Nityananda Prabhu, he gave a deity to his parents, and that deity is still there. Did you see that?
In Eka Chakra? I haven't been for a long time, and I don't remember. So let's do one more bhajan.